From the KTOO Newsroom in Juneau, I'm Yvonne Crumry. Yearly homicides more than doubled from 2011 to 2019 in Alaska. That's according to the state's report on the most recent homicide data, which shows the annual homicide rate increased steadily and significantly over the last decade. Alaska's homicide rate is higher than the national average, according to the report, and the national average is already high, more than seven times higher than other high-income countries combined in 2015. State epidemiologist Deborah Hull-Gilley says the state makes these reports so epidemiologists and other state agencies can see how Alaska's homicide rate is changing over time.
What we saw when we looked at the timeline is that we see about midpoint this increase. So what's the difference? What's happening there that is impacting homicides and having more homicide victims in over the last 5 years?
Here's what's new. 532 Alaskans were killed from 2011 to 2020, most with guns, most in the last 5 years of the study. Homicides by firearm increased substantially in most regions in Alaska. Men were the most frequent victims, accounting for two-thirds of the homicides in the state. Of female victims, nearly 40% were killed by intimate partners, like current or former spouses. Alaska Native people were killed at four times the rate of white Alaskans. Nearly half of the state's homicides took place in Anchorage, which is home to almost 40% of the state's population. But Hull-Gilley says there was another metric that mirrored the bump in the rise in homicide rates in the last 5 years. More than half of homicide victims tested positive for the use of alcohol or drugs, especially marijuana and methamphetamines.
This homicide report is just the beginning of some very good data, working with our law enforcement partners to see if we can't identify more information that will aid in the prevention of these cases.
Homicides account for nearly 20% of the state's violent deaths, a number that is dwarfed by suicides, which account for about 70% of violent deaths. Hull-Gilley says the remainder are from people killed by police and deaths with undetermined intent. Homicides counted in the study are only for closed cases. The first year of the pandemic was an exception to other years of the study. While homicides spiked in the rest of the nation, they decreased by more than a third in Alaska. Alaska State Board of Education passed a resolution in favor of banning transgender girls from competing on girls' sports teams. The resolution asked the Department of Education and Early Development to divide sports teams into two categories. Instead of boys and girls, there would be one for students assigned female at birth and one open to students of all gender identities. Anchorage Senator Lukey Tobin chairs the Senate Education Committee. She sent a letter to the State Board on Monday opposing the resolution, saying it targets a small number of vulnerable students.
I find this divisive, I find this abhorrent, and I find this utterly disappointing that we are watching the Lower 48 culture wars come to Alaska.
Board member Lori Van Diest introduced the resolution during a board meeting last week. She told the board it would ensure fairness and safety for cisgender girls.
It really is impossible to balance the values of competitive fairness, inclusion, and safety because they conflict. Therefore, one has to prioritize them.
The board voted to pass the resolution and send a copy to school districts, legislators, and the Alaska Schools Activities Association. Billy Strickland is the association's executive director. The current bylaws leave the discussion to allow transgender girls to play on girls' teams up to school districts. The Department of Education has no immediate plans to change their policy. Strickland says if they do, the association would follow suit.
Our basic intent right now is to work with Department of Ed and see what they're basically planning to do, and then just be ready to, for sure, be able to change it if need be.
In his 9 years on the job, he says only one transgender student athlete has competed in a state championship. The resolution passed a week after Governor Mike Dunleavy introduced a bill requiring parental permission before students could change their names or pronouns at school and separating bathroom facilities by gender assigned at birth. The Southeast Alaska Business Competition Path to Prosperity is changing. It's getting a new name and will shift the way it brings entrepreneurial training to participants. Path to Prosperity has been run by the nonprofit organization Spruce Root, which promotes economic development in the region. Over the past decade, the competition has awarded $660,000 to 21 startup businesses all over Southeast Alaska. While most of the program model will remain the same, part of the training will change, as will the cash rewards at the end. Instead of two entrepreneurs winning $25,000, the organization will offer three business owners $20,000 grants. The new name of the competition is Business and Balance. Izzy Hayward manages the program for Spruce Root. She spoke with Coast Alaska's Angela Denning about changes. She says training will expand from a three-day intensive boot camp to a nine-week virtual course offered twice a year.
By transitioning it to this nine-week format, it gives us a little bit more time and space to really make sure that the entrepreneurs understand the different content, like marketing, business planning, financials, while also giving us time to incorporate programming around like mental health and resilience, like belief busting and these different activities that we do. So that's kind of the goal with the shift.
So the time frame has changed. It's now 9 weeks, but then those 9 weeks will be happening twice a year in the spring and fall.
Yeah, well, the timeline of the full competition is still the month's long cycle, kind of the year long cycle where there's a training. And then the entrepreneurs write and submit business plans and then submit them to a panel of judges and then receive the awards the following year. So that timeline is still the same. It's just the timing for the training has been expanded. And so instead of, we used to do just a super short three-day boot camp in Juneau where it's like, bam, 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 marketing, business, business coaching, mentor speed dating. It's like really fast and really intense, which is like, it's a cool way to learn, but it doesn't allow for enough time for the entrepreneurs to really take in the material in a meaningful way. So that part we're expanding out to 9 weeks.
So that is different than the one cohort per year.
Yes. There'll be a spring cohort, a fall cohort, and then anyone who goes through those cohorts who is interested in submitting to the competition, they'll submit a business plan that will be judged at the end of this year, end of 2023, and then $20,000 awards will be awarded in the spring of 2024.
You have your two cohorts, and then they're going to be competing together for the prize if they choose.
Correct. Yeah. And that way we're really able to emphasize the training as part of this, not just the award funding.
Now, for the overall businesses and applicants involved in the new process, do you think there might be more or less or about the same?
That's also the reason why we like split this up into two cohorts instead of the one, because we have seen there's like been so much demand for like entrepreneurship training. And you know, in the past versions of this competition, we've gotten 50 applicants, only been able to admit 12 finalists. And then by having two cohorts, we're able to offer this curriculum to a lot more entrepreneurs in Southeast Alaska.
So is there anything else that you would like people to know about the Business and Balance or Spruce Root at this point?
I think one other thing I'll add is, you know, the title's Business and Balance, and it's titled that for a reason. It's because like at Spruce Root, like we've seen a lot of business owners, you know, they start a business because they have a specific dream that they really want to make come true. And they want the flexibility of like running their own business and working for themselves and all of that. But oftentimes they can get so run down, you know, trying to do it all and trying to like make that business successful that like their life can become unbalanced. And so, you know, we really believe at Spruce Root that, you know, running a business is a lot of hard work, but like in order to do it sustainably, you have to do it in a way that like makes sense for your life and the life goals that you want to achieve outside of that business. And so with this course, we're really hoping to help these entrepreneurs not only like build a thriving business, but also making sure that they're doing it in a way where they're delegating when it makes sense and where they're like taking care of their like mental health and well-being so that they can really make that dream sustainable for themselves in the long term.
Izzy Haywood manages Spruce Root's Southeast Alaska Business Competition. She spoke with Coast Alaska's Angela Denning. Registration for the fall session will open in August. And as for the weather, it's 40 degrees and rainy here in Juneau today. The rest of this afternoon looks like it'll be sunny, but some storms may be on the way tonight with a low of 36 degrees. Tomorrow has a high of 42, and it's looking like it'll be rainy. Thursday and Friday have highs in the mid-40s and lows around 30 degrees. You're listening to KTOO.